Hola, mi gente. The moment you've been waiting for is finally here. My brand new book, Financially Lit, is officially out. And I can't wait for you to get your copy. Inside this book, I'm bringing you culturally relevant and relatable personal finance advice that will allow you to finally feel seen, heard, and understood. Whether it's the guilt you feel from being the first person to make it while members of your family are still struggling, or the way that financial trauma manifests itself in negative and limiting beliefs around money, Financially Lit is here to guide you through it all. Just a few years ago, it was almost impossible to find personal finance books written for first-generation wealth-building Latinas. We have been forced to navigate the complicated world of money with a bunch of money books written by old white dudes who don't understand what it's like for us first-gen kids. But that stops right here, right now. Inside Financially Lit, you will learn how to set boundaries with your familia, with your dinero, create and pass on generational wealth, diversify and increase your income, protect yourself from financial abuse, navigate the complicated relationship between amor and dinero, invest like a white dude or better, and so much more. You can get your hard copy and audiobook version of Financially Lit at financiallylitbook.com, and make sure to join our email list so you can find out when I'm stopping in a city near you for the Financially Lit book tour. See you soon.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I can't believe that I actually did the thing that I said I was going to do, because I didn't believe in myself that I was actually going to be able to do it. It brings up so many emotions when I sit back and think about, like, all of this stuff that you said you were going to do, you're doing it. But it hasn't come easy. It hasn't been without a lot of mental gymnastics. It hasn't been without investing in my time, my energy. It's just wild. You're listening to Yo Quiero Dinero, a personal finance podcast for the modern Latina. I'm your host, Janice Torres Rodriguez, personal finance expert, speaker, writer, and business coach. I teach women of color how to build wealth and gain financial independence through side hustles and investing. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're talking about how to make dinero, how to keep it, and how to make it grow. If you're ready to become poderosa with your dinero, you've come to the right place. Before we hop into today's conversation, I want to remind you to follow us on social. If you're loving this podcast and you want more community, you want to find out more about our events and all the stuff that we have going on behind the scenes, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, and everywhere else you love to hang out on the internet. If you're loving this podcast, please take a moment to leave us a review if you listen to us on Apple. It's the easiest way to share our podcast with people that you know and love, and it helps us get discovered by amazing listeners like you. So take a moment, leave us a review, share us with your friends and family, subscribe so that you never miss an episode, and make sure to check out our blog, YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com, where you can sign up for our email list and you'll never miss an episode. Plus, you get exclusive invitations to our live events, special discounts for our digital courses, and as always, our best personal finance tips and advice to help you be poderosa with your dinero. Thanks for listening. Now, let's get into the episode. Hola, mi gente. I've had a very challenging couple of weeks, and I wanted to come on here. I want to talk about, like, what I've been going through the past couple of weeks, and also just, like, give you a pep talk and give myself a pep talk, because I feel like a lot of us get so caught up in all of the shit we see, and we think that, like, everybody is just fucking killing it all the time, and, like, there's no doubt, there's no fear. And I promise you, it's bullshit, okay? So let's go into story time, and I'll tell you what I've been working on and kind of a lot of the emotions that have been coming up for me lately. So if you don't already know, if you don't follow my stories, I have been working on a book proposal since January of 2022. It was like on the top of my goal list this year to put together a proposal. I'm like, I want to write a book and I got to do what I got to do to get to that point, right? So me knowing myself, I am very disciplined for some things, but I'm also very weak-minded for other things. And I knew that this was only going to happen if I put some real commitment like behind the goal. So I knew I want to hire a coach because there's no way in hell that I'm going to do this on my own. And I just know that about myself. I've become self-aware enough to know, like, if I don't put a specific, you know, investment into what I'm trying to do, or if I don't have enough like skin in the game, then the shit's not going to happen. And if that's you, let me know. Because I know I'm not the only one out here who like knows that I be talking some shit sometimes to myself about what I'm going to do. And then I end up doing none of it because I don't actually make a plan for it. So when I started looking for a coach, I, you know, started talking to people who I know have written books before, who are published authors. They have contacts, etc. And when I found the person I wanted to work with and she told me how much it was going to cost, you know, I'm not going to lie, I like flinched a little bit. I was like, oh my God, are you serious? Like, this was like a 5-figure investment that I was going to have to make in order to work with her. And for me, like, Janice of 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I would have probably tried to justify it and be like, nah, I don't need to pay that. Like, I could just do this shit myself. You know, I am a fucking alpha male in female version. Like, we will figure this shit out. We will DIY. But I also knew that many times when I've tried to do that in the past, to hold myself accountable, to try to DIY shit, I struggle a lot more and I don't actually get to the goal that I'm trying to achieve. Okay. So I knew, you know what? You got to do this. You're going to have to do this if you want to take yourself seriously, if you want to take your goal seriously. And I said, fuck it. I'm like, I'm going to figure out a plan, how to get this money, and we're going to pay for this, because I can only guarantee that by putting down that amount of money that I am going to take this shit way more seriously than I would if I'm just like, we'll figure it out. You know, we'll do this on the side. So I made the investment. We were meeting every week, working through the proposal, you know, me putting all of my ideas down. And the further and further I got into this process, the more I wanted to stop. And a lot of shit started to come up for me. A lot of these feelings of like, who the fuck are you to be writing a book? Why would anybody care what you have to say? You don't know shit. Nobody's gonna buy this book. Nobody's gonna wanna work with you. You're wasting your time. You're wasting everybody's fucking time, not just your time. You're wasting everybody's time because nobody's actually going to take this seriously. And I started really getting to the point of feeling paralyzed with fear. And instead of keeping it to myself like I usually do, because I internalize a lot of shit. Like, I don't really talk about my feelings. I don't talk about my feelings, y'all. And I blame my first gen, you know, upbringing. We don't talk about feelings in this house, right? We don't talk about Bruno. Sorry, mom and dad, but it's the truth. So I'm not a feelings person. I'm not into, you know, like verbalizing my weaknesses and like, oh my God, I feel so sad and defeated. I'm just like, I just internalize that shit. But I told my coach, because I'm like, look, if I'm being 100% honest right now, like right now, I don't even know why we're doing this. I don't know why I'm doing this. This is stupid. Who cares about this? And she's like, I don't just work with anybody. Like, you can't just come and sign up for my program because you think it's gonna be fun. Like, I vet my clients. And if I didn't believe like that you had something to say that was worth putting into a book, then I would have just told you like, this is not gonna work. This partnership just doesn't make sense. As much as other people tell you stuff like that, it doesn't necessarily make how you feel go away. So I've been just really feeling a lot of doubts, a lot of like, I know when I'm in that imposter syndrome, like pit, when I'm looking for reasons why I shouldn't be doing something, like I'd be looking for all the distractions. I will procrastinate until the last minute on something that I have to do, even though I know that if I do this, I will get closer to my goal. And I was definitely, definitely struggling with that the past at least 4 weeks, right? Like right as we're, you know, getting up to the point where she's like, I have some meetings lined up. Like, I need you to finish this. Like, we have to get the ball rolling because there's already people waiting to see this from you. And I think the more that I knew that, the more I was like internalizing, like, oh my God, they're gonna think I'm so stupid. Like, why are we doing this? And it's been really fucking emotional, y'all. I was actually out to dinner earlier today with my husband and I legit cried. And it was, I fucking broke down. Like, I was like, I can't believe that I actually did the thing that I said I was going to do, because I didn't believe in myself that I was actually gonna be able to do it. You know, it brings up so many emotions when I sit back and think about, like, yo, all of this stuff that you said you were gonna do, you're doing it, but it hasn't come easy. It hasn't been without a lot of, you know, mental gymnastics. It hasn't been without investing in my time and my energy. It's just wild. Like, that's why I wanted to title this, "You Are So Fucking Capable," because you are. You really are, like, so fucking capable of doing things that you never imagined you could do, but you have to give yourself permission to do the thing that you want to do. Like, you have to believe, even when it's hard, that you deserve this goal, like, that you deserve the success, that you deserve the wealth, you deserve the successful business, you deserve the life that you want. You are fucking capable of creating whatever it is that you want. And the thing that stops us more than anything is the belief that we don't deserve whatever that thing is, that we are not capable. And it's bullshit, okay? It is bullshit. And it had me thinking on the way, because I went to the beach today to, like, decompress. I was like, I did not fall asleep last night until like 3 o'clock in the morning, because I was just, my adrenaline was like, holy fucking shit. I wrote a book proposal. Like, we about to be out here having meetings with publishing companies and getting fucking book deals, right? And I just couldn't believe it, because I did not believe that I was going to do this. I really didn't. Every week I was just like, this is never going to fucking happen. I don't have it in me to do this. And I did it, and I'm in awe of myself. And it made me realize a couple of things. The first thing is that you need to, like, be very cognizant of your own weaknesses. If you want to get past mediocrity, you have to be okay with just admitting that there are certain parts of your personality that are self-sabotaging in nature. And for me, I have a lot of fucking inner critics going on up here. Like, they be throwing parties all the time. And that is honestly what stops me more than anything. It's just like the inner dialogue up here that is like, girl, relax. You can't do that. And so I realized that, like, by hiring a coach, right? Which is something that I don't do that often, because, like I said, I like to figure shit out. By hiring a coach, I was investing in myself in a way that, like, I usually don't. And that's why I got a result that I usually don't, because I took myself seriously. And when you think about, like, you know, athletes or sports teams that win a lot of awards and, like, are always at the top of their game, they're not DIYing shit, right? They're not going to the field and practicing on their own. Like, they're working with a team of professionals. They have coaches around them that keep them motivated, that keep them accountable, that will help them fix the situations and the issues that are keeping them from, like, taking shit to the next level. And I think for a lot of us, it's very hard to ask for help for whatever reason. Like, we always feel like we just got to do shit by ourselves. And you don't. You really don't. And that's one of the things that I have had to come to terms with, that, like, I took myself and my goals seriously in a way that, like, I haven't done in the past. And I think when you look at just my overall journey, right? If you take a look at my overall journey as a business owner, I can see how shit has changed as I have allowed myself to ask for help, make the investments that I know I need to make to get to the next level. Taking my shit more seriously makes things happen. And I truly do believe that, right? I truly do believe that the amount of self-belief that you have will then reflect how seriously you are going to put work behind your goals and then how likely you are to achieve them. Every time that I feel like what I do doesn't matter or what I'm doing doesn't matter, I have to, like, step away, because I've clearly, like, overwhelmed myself, you know, in the past of just, like, the comparison trap and just trying to I don't know why I'm trying to compare myself to anybody. I don't know why we do this, because it's just like, what is there to compare to? Like, you can't compare yourself to anybody unless you have a fucking clone out there, because there's literally nobody like you. There's nobody who can do shit like you do. There's nobody who has your story. There's nobody who has your swag, your sasong, like your vibe. You know what I mean? But I think it's so easy here to on the gram to just be like, well, everybody's doing better than me, and like everybody's out here winning and nobody's struggling and everybody's so fucking confident. And it's not like ain't nobody out here confident. They're just not showing you the tears and the self-doubt and the fucking drama, the mind drama that is going on in their heads when they're trying to do shit. So that's, you know, that's one of the things that I've been reflecting on today. It's just like, yo, I am so much more capable of what I believe if I just fucking give myself the chance, if I give myself the room to believe that it is possible, and then to set myself up for success, right? Like addressing my limiting beliefs of making the investments that I know I need to make to hold myself accountable. That's what it is. That's what it takes. And you will be surprised like how capable you will realize that you are when you just like believe that you can do some shit, okay? I was out to dinner earlier today and I got an email from a follower or listener of the podcast, and she was like, you changed my life. Like, that was the headline of the email, and I'm like shook. Like, what is she about to tell me? A mom, new mom, said that listening to the podcast enabled her to believe in herself. She advocated for a new job that she's getting paid $18,000 more a year. She's 100% remote, so she can be fully present for her baby and her new family. And I'm just like, okay, I guess it does matter. Whatever the fuck is going on in here telling me that what I'm doing doesn't matter, I don't know where that's coming from. That might be the devil just trying to shut down what is happening out here. But the data doesn't lie, okay? The data doesn't lie. The comments, the DMs, the support, the podcast reviews, my students, like, that doesn't lie. And whenever I don't fucking believe in myself, I need to just allow those things to be the thing that fuels me. I truly do believe that was the message from the universe, that it's like, stop doubting yourself. You are so fucking capable. You are doing something that matters. Stop believing that it doesn't. I hope this reaches somebody, you know. I hope that, like, you understand that you are so fucking capable of creating the life that you want, of having anything that you want, whether that is a business, whether that is a six-figure bomb-ass career that is fully remote, whether that is $1 million net worth, whether that is a beautiful relationship, a partner, a baby, whatever it is that you want, like, you are fucking capable of making that happen. And I don't want you to get married to this some fucking arbitrary timeline that somebody has told you that it is too late if you haven't accomplished it by XYZ date. Because it's nonsense. You know, when I think about people that say like, well, I'm in my 30s and I still don't know what I want to do with my life. I'm so lost. I'm confused. I'm still in debt. I'm like, yo, I'm about to be 37 this year. I'm just starting to feel like I know what the fuck I'm doing. Like this much. Little bit. So this idea that like we need to have shit figured out by like 25 and you need to have everything done by 30, it's all fucking nonsense. Your journey is your journey. And comparing where you're at to somebody else with a whole ass different life, like, it's just pointless. It's just stupid. I want you to like take the pressure off of yourself to try to replicate somebody else's success. Make your version of success. Because that's actually the only version of success that is going to feel truly satisfying. If you are out here trying to live somebody else's life, recreate what the fuck somebody else got going on, you can go ahead and do that and then find yourself completely unaligned and miserable and being like, why the fuck did I even want this? Because you didn't actually achieve and look for and try to strive for the success. Your version. Your version. I needed a pep talk today, and I hope you needed one too. You know, the devil is a liar, and he will try to make you feel like you are fucking crazy, and you're asking for too much, and you are unworthy, and it's too hard. Listen, it is hard. It is hard to believe in yourself. It is hard to shut off all of the bullshit that we get told about what we can accomplish, what we are worthy of, what we can achieve. Like, it's hard. And when you find yourself like completely overwhelmed with those thoughts, I invite you to do some inner reflection. Does the data support the bullshit that's going on in your head? Most of the time, it doesn't. It's just, you know, I think especially like our adolescence shapes so much of who we are as adults. Like if you were a kid who was different and you were bullied about it, or like you were just never one to be, you know, accepted into the circle, or you just had a hard time making friends, like all that shit stays with you as an adult. Like I know for me, because I was bullied, public speaking was something so difficult for me to overcome for the longest time. Public speaking would literally like fucking paralyze me. I would get hives. I would get so much anxiety. I would start sweating and it was terrible. And I always felt like it was the thing that was going to keep me from being successful. Like just not being able to communicate with people without having a fucking meltdown. And honestly, when I first started Yo Quiero Dinero, the reason why I wanted to be a podcaster, because I was like, I don't have to show my face. I can talk to people and they will never see me. And like, you know, look where we are now. But that was my way of like the baby steps of overcoming this shit that I had been struggling with for like such a long time, right? Like, let me start learning how to use my voice again. Let me just start remembering, like I hated the sound of my voice, y'all. I hated it. And even till this day, I can't watch TV interviews of me. I can't rewatch lives of myself. I don't even like re-listening to podcasts. I don't want to hear anything. I don't want to hear my voice. And, you know, just the fact that now that my voice has become the vehicle for me to create this amazing business and this life that I want, it's like, yo, healing that trauma and getting past my fear helped me change my life.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Fast forward to the end of 2024. Think about your goals. What can you do right now to give yourself the best chance of succeeding? If you want to learn a new language, you should absolutely get Babbel. You don't need to pay hundreds of dollars to private tutors or waste hours on apps that really don't help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Just like the information that we share here on Yo Quiero Dinero, Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so that you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Babbel's convenient courses have helped me learn real-life French conversational skills. I was so intimidated by the French language the first time that I visited Paris, but with Babbel's help, I learned how to order food, ask for directions, all without having to consult a random language app while I'm on vacation. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 50% off a one-time payment for a lifetime Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/dinero. Get 50% off at babbel.com/dinero, spelled babbel.com/dinero. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So chances are that that thing that you're fucking terrified to do is the actual thing that is going to allow you to transform your life and create the thing that you've been wanting to create forever. I'm just gonna put that out there, like something to think about. That thing that terrifies you is the thing that you need to pay attention to, because there's a reason why you're scared. There's a reason why you're scared. You're scared of what will change when you decide that that is no longer a limitation for you. I was scared, you know? you know, we need to talk about the fact that, like, it is not all fucking roses and unicorns and rainbows and hashtag winning and hashtag blessed and, you know, fucking killing it all the time. It's not. It is not. Angie's asking, girl, how old were you when you started your blog? I was 27. 27? No, I actually had just turned 28. It was like a month after I turned 28. Yeah, 28 years old, I was just starting to realize that, like, these jobs were ghetto and I was not trying to do this forever. But if you had told 28-year-old Janice that this would be her life right now, I'd be like, you a liar. You're fucking crazy. It makes no sense. You think I'm gonna be out here in front of a camera talking to random strangers on the internet, getting paid to be on video and fucking talking about me? Oh, no. No way. I'm so freaked out by failure. It cripples me that I don't even try what I want to do. Listen, Mary, that is real. That's real shit, okay? That is so real. You know what I like to say? The cost of regret is always more expensive than the cost of failure. I'll say that again. The cost of regret is always more expensive than the cost of failure. Like, at this point, I want to fucking fail all the time because I will know that that's not where I need to be. But how will I know that if I don't try? You know? So that's kind of how I see it. Coaches are expensive. How did you pick him or her? So I actually reached out to my network and I said, you know, like, I want to write a book. Does anyone have a recommendation? And I worked with my mentor and she was like, I literally just got a book deal working with this lady. So I'm like, okay, well, that's obviously who I need to talk to. You know, obviously did my research, made sure to check her credentials. And I was like, yeah. And then we had the meeting and I was like, you're my woman. This is a vibe. I can see us working together beautifully. And this is it. What is the first step after being out of debt? Fucking celebrate, okay? Breathe. Because getting out of debt is a big ass deal and it deserves a luxurious celebration. Like, I want you to go and book a fucking trip, go do something nice for yourself, take yourself out to, like, the fanciest restaurant that you've ever wanted to go to, buy a big ass bottle of, like, champagne, fucking open that shit, spray it all over the place. That's what you're gonna do. That's the first thing you're gonna do when you get out of debt, okay? Because really, that's huge. That is so fucking huge. And then after you have done your YOLO celebration, now it's like, okay, so what's next? If you are out of debt, you need to be focusing on building wealth then. So what is that gonna look like? You're gonna start investing, you wanna start a business, whatever it is. Start stacking those coins because now you don't owe shit to nobody. So all those coins belong to you and you can put them to work. That's what I would do. That's how I celebrate. Nowadays, whenever I accomplish some shit, like, we out here swiping credit cards, acting bougie, I am so fucking excited because next month, my mom and I are having the most obnoxiously luxurious vacation. We are going to Paris and London. I am completing a life mission of mine to take my mom and I on a mother-daughter trip through fucking Europe, okay? We're gonna be, like, drinking champagne in front of the Eiffel Tower. We are gonna be riding the London Tube. We're gonna be eating all the fucking croissants and whatever it is that fish and chips in England. We are going to stay at the Four fucking Seasons. We're spending all the coins. Why? Because this is why I work. This is why I work so hard. Because we are going to create lifetime memories that I have wanted to create for fucking ever. Forever. I've always told my mom, like, I want to do a mother-daughter trip. I want to take you to Paris. We're fucking doing it. We are doing it. And that is because I was able to get that free. That is because I have been saving money. That is because I put it on my vision board and I said, we're going to do it all. Because at the end of the day, doesn't matter what house you live in, what car you drive, what your fucking clothes brands are. It's about how you use your money to make memories that last a lifetime. That's what I truly believe wealth is having the time and the resources to just do the things that like you only dreamed of doing. They become reality. I can't wait. I cannot fucking wait. And I will be obnoxious about posting everything on my social media. So if you don't want to watch it, just don't. Don't even, just block me now. Okay. Watch Us Thrive podcast. Y'all, please go and follow Watch Us Thrive podcast too, because that is my little baby sister and she's amazing. Please go and check out her podcast. What's the one of the hardest lessons that you've learned? Oh, God. I think the hardest lesson that I've learned is like, you are your own worst enemy. Like, you are the fucking roadblock. You are the reason why you haven't done the shit that you want to do. 9 times out of 10, we are the reason. You know? Yes, there is societal, structural, racism, capitalism. There's all this shit, right? There's all this shit going on. But can we control any of those things? No, not necessarily. What you can control is who you surround yourself with, what you allow yourself to believe, what you actually do with your time, how you invest your resources, your energy, what you allow in your environment. Like, that is the hardest lesson that I've had to learn. That is like any area of my life that is dysfunctional in some way, that it is my motherfucking fault. Okay? It really is. And one of the things that I have had like issues with since freaking high school is my physical health. My physical health has always just been this thing that I'm like, eh, I got other shit to do. You know, I got businesses to build. I got money to make. I got all these things. And now that I don't have the pressure of like money being the thing that like controls my life anymore, I'm coming to terms with the fact that I have neglected that for too long. I've made way too many excuses about it. I have not given myself the structures and the support that I need to just be healthier, to make physical fitness a routine part of my life. And just, you know, it's like, what's the excuse now, girl? You got all the time. You got the money. What is it now? And then I had to be like, oh, wow. So it's really me. Like, I'm just on the bullshit. Like, I'm just trying to find reasons why I don't have time for this, or I can't do it, or, you know, we'll get to it later. And am I really going to get to it later? Or am I just going to get the fuck out of my own way and be like, okay, what's the reason? What is the reason? So, yeah, I think that's definitely the hardest lesson. It's like that you are probably the reason why you are where you're at. If you're unhappy where you are, it's your fault. If you're very happy with where you are, then it's your fault too. And that's a good place to be, right? Okay, so how did I get over my fear of public speaking? So repeat exposure, right? Repeat exposure to the scary thing that you don't want to do makes it less scary every single time. So I always tell the first story, like, of when I hosted my first workshop. This was back in, God, I want to say like April 2020, when I was just starting to, like, you know, get real serious about Yo Quiero Dinero and posting consistently. I wanted to host my first free workshop, and I was terrified, y'all. Terrified, okay? I did some shit that now I'm just like, yo, this is hilarious. I turned the air conditioner on in my house to like 58 degrees because I figured if it's that cold in my house, like, I'm not gonna sweat. So I can't actually start turning red and start getting, like, you know, wildly uncomfortable. So I did that. And then I had like fans blowing on me too. Like, there was a fan under the desk. There was a fan over here. I was like, I have to do whatever I can to not have like a meltdown. And they ended up having a meltdown anyway because my technology was trash, right? Like, invest in your dreams, y'all, because I did not. I was out here hosting a free workshop. Thank God. I'm like, I can't believe. Can you imagine if people had paid for their shit? But I was using my workplace laptop. Don't do that unless you want to get fired. But it was like the slowest fucking laptop of life. Like, it would take 15 minutes for Zoom to like go active, like go live. So I started the Zoom like 15 minutes ahead of when the meeting's supposed to start. Guess what? shit still wasn't loading. It was like 20 minutes in, 25 minutes in. I'm like talking to people in the comments like, oh my God, technical difficulties, my bad. And then the computer just like shuts off. And I'm like, holy shit, all these people are waiting. So what am I going to do? I'm like, let me go and turn on my phone because you could put Zoom on your phone. Why had like a 2% battery in my phone? So guess what happened? The motherfucking phone died. Okay, the phone dies, the computer dies, we're out here trying to host a workshop, and it was 45 minutes in that I actually started the damn workshop. People actually stuck around though, like people were chatting it up, they were like, I'm gonna go and grab my wine, I'm gonna go get a cracker, whatever. They waited, okay? They waited for me, I did my workshop, I was like, oh my God, that was terrible, but they stuck around. I mean, the content was bomb. Like, don't get me wrong. I was like, y'all got mad gems today. But the whole logistical thing was a mess. So what did I do the next day? I went and bought two laptops. Because I said, if one breaks, then I have another one. So I bought a Mac and I bought a PC. And I said, we will never again be in this trash-ass situation where I'm relying on A, a workplace laptop, and B, a trash-ass, slow-ass laptop to run my business. Because if I want to actually take myself seriously, I need to make the appropriate investments to make that a reality. So yes, that was how I got over my fear of public speaking. And it was never worse than that. Success does come from failure. And best believe, next time I had a workshop, that shit was bomb. The internet was fast. And the laptop was very, very, very efficient. Okay. So yeah, I mean, you have to just like roll with the punches. Like, shit's always gonna happen. Oh my God, let me tell you another fun story, okay, about rolling with the punches. So some of y'all may know, some of you may not, I moved the at the end of January to a new home. And of course, I'm like, on top of all the other shit that I had going on, I was hosting Money Fiesta 2, 4-day, 5-day workshop, you know, wild, lot of attendees, amazing event. And when was my workshop supposed to be? The day after we moved. Because I'm like, yo, overachiever, right? I'm just going to move my whole ass house and then host a workshop the next day, somehow unpack the house, right? Wrong. Okay. So we get to the new house and we plug in the router and I'm like, okay, cool. The light's on. I guess that means it's working. So I try to connect to the internet and there's no internet in the house. And we call and we're like, hello, hi, this router is on. Where's the internet? And they're like, I don't know, ma'am. It doesn't look like it's connected. We can't send anybody out to you until Monday. Mind you, my workshop is Saturday.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
The next day, right? So I'm like, oh, what the fuck are we going to do? Okay, so I'm like, well, I have my lease for another couple days. So what we're about to do is go back to my old apartment with my laptop and a little book bag filled with technology. And I'm going to go and host my workshop from this empty ass apartment with a bunch of, you know, it's echoing at this point. Like, it sound like I'm in, you know, the freaking Radio City Music Hall because there's nothing in the room. And I hosted my workshop from this empty ass little room in a plastic chair with a plastic table because that's what had to be done. And it was still bomb. And we figured it out. And then I went back home and cursed out Spectrum and got them to come to my house and fix the fucking internet. Cause I'm like, I need this to work. Like, this is not an option. But you know, I was honestly thinking about canceling the workshop or like rescheduling it. And I'm like, is it really that serious? No, it's not. You make shit work. I was about to go and get an Airbnb so I could have internet and host this damn workshop, even if it was just for a day, or get a hotel room or something. Like, there is always a way. There is always a way. That was a long, convoluted answer to your question, but I just want to reinforce this idea that, like, you are fucking capable of anything that you want to achieve, and you will figure it out, okay? You will figure it out. You might not get it right the first time. You might not get it right the second time. You might not get it right the seventh time. But the point is, you don't give up. You don't give up, okay? You do not give up on what you want just because shit is hard or just because you don't know what you're doing right now. Eventually, you will know exactly what the hell you need to do. And then one day you're going to wake up and you're going to be like, oh my God, this is the life that I imagined. This is the life that I imagined. It is actually here. I'm living it. And it's all because I did not give up. So next time you are questioning whether or not you are capable of whatever it is that you want to do, I want you to know, yes, the hell you are. So get to work, y'all. Okay. I hope you have an amazing weekend. I hope that you put in some much needed time for self-care, because the world is crazy and so am I. All right, y'all. I'm going to go and pop some champagne, celebrate finishing my book proposal, and I'm going to put it out there to the universe that by the end of this second quarter of 2022, I will have secured a multiple six-figure book deal. Let's put it out there into the universe, because we need books about money by Latinas for our community. All right. I love you guys. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Thank you for being here. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you are ready to take your dinero to the next level, sign up for our free 14-page guide, The Financially Lit Latina, the ultimate blueprint for becoming poderosa with your dinero. This 14-page guide includes our best tips on money mindset, budgeting, debt repayment, career, investing, financial independence, side hustles, and more. And you can get it completely free. So to get your copy of The Financially Lit Latina, just head over to YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com/start. That's YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com/start, and start transforming your dinero story today. Until next time, stay empowered, stay inspired, and stay poderosa. On the Yo Quiero Dinero podcast and associated entities, all information provided is for general information purposes only and does not constitute accounting, legal, tax, or other professional advice. Listeners should not act upon the content or information found here without first seeking appropriate advice from an accountant, financial planner, lawyer, or other professional. We assume no responsibility for information contained on this podcast and associated entities and disclaim all liability with respect to such information, including but not limited to any liability for errors, inaccuracies, omissions, or misleading or defamatory statements. Usage of this podcast and associated contents constitutes an explicit understanding and acceptance of the terms of this disclaimer.